Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. For anyone listening looking to improve their personal and professional life, letting go of negative emotions. Holding on to these emotions can be like carrying around heavy baggage that weighs you down, preventing you from reaching your full potential. So today, I'm going to discuss how to release this baggage and move forward with a lighter, more positive mindset. Let's start with negative emotions. Anger, resentment, fear, sadness are a natural part of the human experience. However, when we cling to these emotions, they can dominate our thoughts and actions, leading to stress, anxiety, and a decrease in overall well-being. Learning to let go of these negative emotions is essentially for mental clarity and growth. So the first step that I took, guys, was to go ahead and acknowledge that, number one, I had negative emotions, and I had to let them go. It might sound simple, but for many of us, we tend to suppress or ignore our negative feelings. Instead of pushing them away, take a moment to recognize and understand them. You gotta ask yourself like I ask myself, why am I feeling this way? What is the root cause of this negative emotion? Acknowledge your feelings is the first step towards releasing them. Next, I had to practice forgiveness. So I'm gonna tell you the exact same thing. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges or past hurts keeps you anchored in negativity. Forgiveness doesn't mean you condone what happened. It means you choose to release the hold it has over you. It's about freeing yourself from the prison of resentment. Start with small acts of forgiveness and gradually work your way around to larger grievances. This practice can bring immense peace and clarity. And this powerful technique that I learned from one of my mentors is mindfulness. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When negative emotions arise, instead of reacting immediately, take a step back. Know your ABCs, always be cool. Breathe deeply and observe the emotion. This creates a space between you and the emotion, making it easier to let it pass without getting entangled. One thing that tremendously helped me out was physical activity, aka the gym, guys. It's a great way to release negative emotions. Exercising releases endorphins, which are natural mood lifters, whether it's a brisk walk, a session at the gym, or even practicing yoga. Physical movement can help you shift your emotional state. It's a way to process and release pent-up energy and stress. Lastly, you gotta cultivate gratitude. This was a needle mover for me in the past. When negative emotions cloud your mind, it can be hard to see the positives in your life. Take time each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. This practice shifts your focus from what is wrong to what is right, helping you balance out your emotional landscape. So, with that being said, guys, I'm encouraging you to release the negative and embrace the positive. It will change your life. Your mental and your emotional well-being is the foundation of your success in personal, in your relationship, and in business. So until next time, stay mindful, stay positive, and as always, let's level up. Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.